I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. Elspeth has been talking with Cape farmers about locally grown chili peppers. This time, she talks with a Woods Hole gardener about making very spicy peppers into hot sauce.
For Rooster Frick, hot sauce started out as a hobby.
My son came home from North Carolina one time with a bottle of what they call pure cap, which is the cap is short for capsaicin, which is the hot active ingredient. And we were eating it sport-wise, you know, putting it on crackers or brie or just taking drops on the tongue and things like that. As a friend of mine said, hobby gone wild.
Today, Rooster grows over 200 pounds of chili peppers every year in his Woods Hole garden, which is less than an acre. The peppers ripen from late June through November or even December, and he dries about a quarter of them to use in chili powders and to rehydrate for salsas and chili rellenos in the winter. But the majority of Rooster's chili peppers he saves for making hot sauce. The other day, he gave me a demonstration.
We're making Rooster's Rocket Fuel hot sauce, and the first thing to do is to light the stove. It has to be done outside with a Coleman stove.
Rooster's lighting a two-burner propane camping stove set up on a table on his back deck. He pours a glug of olive oil into a large metal soup pot.
So we got to get that warm first. The first thing is to saute onions and garlic and then ultimately the hot chili peppers. And now we've got the onions in there. Start sauteing onions.
Rooster sautés about a half a cup of minced onions in the olive oil with some salt. While the onions get soft, he puts 6 cloves of garlic through a press and adds them to the pot.
Garlic, have to press a whole bunch of garlic here.
Next, Rooster gets ready to add the minced chili peppers.
These are actually fresh frozen. This is from last year's crop. We get more chilies than we know what to do with on a given season. These things are so hot, a little goes a long way, a very long way. And so we fresh freeze these. So I've got a food processor that I chopped them and then put them in Ziploc bags in the freezer for making this rocket fuel.
Rooster chops the peppers with a food processor because if he uses his hands, they'll burn anything he touches for the rest of the day. This is the same reason he makes his hot sauce on a camp stove outside. He tried making it inside, but his wife complained.
Because it's so toxic.
What do you mean by toxic?
When we add the super hot peppers, which are contained right here, and the fumes, the active ingredient of the hot peppers is a chemical called capsaicin. And the capsaicin aerosolizes, and it's basically mace.
The peppers Rooster uses are some of the hottest in the world. Varieties he grows, like Boot Jolokias, Trinidad Moruga Scorpions, Charleston Hots, and Ghost Peppers. Aficionados say eating these so-called super hots gives them a buzz, and science backs it up. Apparently, capsaicin stimulates the sympathetic nervous system and revs up your metabolism, giving you a burst of energy after taking in the peppers. Then again, that much capsaicin also causes extreme tissue inflammation and sets even the toughest tongues on fire.
But it turns out that one of the things that can help with the to relieve the symptoms is either any kind of fat or grease. So I bribe my wife when I make it indoors, and I make mocha martinis, which has a healthy dose of cream.
Rooster adds the peppers and 2 cups of water to the pot.
We want to simmer this down and really get all those flavors married together in the sauce.
He cooks the sauce for another 20 minutes.
So are there any other ingredients?
Yeah, there's some other things that I add after it cools off. You cool it and then you add some other things. Add a little bit of vinegar, add a little bit of sugar. It's done.
I taste a drop and immediately tear up. It's way too spicy for me. But Rooster Frick says he likes his hot sauce in Cajun recipes like black beans and rice or seafood gumbo. This year's chilies are just starting to come in, and by the end of the season, he plans to make about 200 jars of hot sauce. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth has put up a link to Rooster Frick's recipe for his rocket fuel hot sauce. That's on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.